kick it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Dylan Wobbles just goes from dummy. Pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line. As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Welcome to our 10th episode of our second season. Can't believe it's already been 10 episodes of the Rampage League podcast. Of course, coming to you from our brand new home down here at the Brew Boys Brewery, down here at 151 Regency Road, Croydon Park. If you're in the area, or come on down, we've got some great food cooking away and some, I must say, some awesome craft beers on tap. My name is Darren, and this week we've dropped Simon. Yes, it came down to the match committee. We've had to drop Simon. Well, no, seriously, Simon's had to leave the state for work commitments. He'll be back in 3 to 4 weeks, and I know he's missing the show. So, Simon, when you tune into the podcast in the next couple of days, we can't wait for you to get back behind the mic. But in the meantime, we've looked far and wide, and we've come up with someone who we think would do just an excellent job. Tama, how are you this evening?
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for having me.
Most welcome. Well, since this is your maiden podcast, it's probably a good idea just to introduce yourself to the listeners and to the crowd here at the Brew Boys Brewery.
Yeah, great. I've always been involved with rugby league, and I saw a couple of your adverts regarding Adelaide Rams and Rampage podcast on social media, and having played all those years ago for the under-19s Adelaide Rams and managed to get a couple of, I think, even first three games, I was pretty keen to sort of try and get involved, and always wanted to see rugby league, particularly the Adelaide Rams, come back to Adelaide one day.
Oh, one day. We can always keep our fingers crossed and keep pressuring the people that can make it happen. I want to pick up on a point you just said. You were playing with the under-19s Adelaide Rams. What was that like, being in the Adelaide Rams bubble at that time?
Oh, it was brilliant. I came across from Auckland. There was a few other Kiwi boys in those under-19s. I believe there was under-17s as well. I can't remember. There was a few Kiwi boys that came over who still to go to school, who still had to high school, who had to study and sort of train full-time as well. So in that bubble and mixing it with the first grade. Back then, I mean, I'm 46 this year, so it was a great environment, and there's something new there for a lot of the young guys, even guys who are coming across from rugby union, in that professional environment. Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, excellent. It must have been with such players as, like, we've talked to Kerrin Waters a couple of times on the podcast, and as stories he tells us, and what it was like being involved with the LA Rams at that time, it was amazing. And I, as a fan's point of view, I went to all the home games and at Adelaide Oval and Highmarsh, and it was just so good to be able to see an NRL game, or what was then the NRL game back then, in Adelaide, having an actual team to get behind and support.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, a lot of guys like myself who, after the Super League fell through and went back to the ARL, the NRL competition, a lot of guys went back to New Zealand, a lot of guys played in France, a lot of guys went and played in England and got some Super League contracts. Funny enough, I ended up in Leeds in West Yorkshire, and Glenn Smith, who was assistant coach to Rod Reddy and Adelaide, he was the first day coach at Leeds Rhinos. So I was lucky enough playing over there at the time that Bernie Smith remembered me from the under-19 Adelaide Rams and brought me into the Leeds Super League setup.
That was excellent. And what was it like playing over in the UK?
I mean, obviously the initial shock of being so cold.
Yes.
That was probably the first shot. I mean, there was a lot of Aussie and Kiwi boys there. As you know, it's a small community, and again, just that it resonated from professionalism from Adelaide Rams over to the Super League over there.
Right. And are you still involved in that rugby league? Of course, you're from up north, so are you still involved?
I'm in Central Australia. I'm in Alice Springs. I've been here for 10 years. For 3 of those years, I was NRL development officer, and I did my training with the Melbourne Storm. Now I've been involved with local and charity the government with the support infrastructure set up. But I'm still trying to be involved with the rugby league set up here in Central Australia. And we've had some big names come through here. Former Queensland Brad Testman, he was a patron here for Central Australia Rugby League. So I think he's moved away from our screens a little bit. So he's done that. We also get Duncan McGilvray.
Wow.
And he's played at Rabbitohs and he's played at Wakefield Trinity up in England. He's involved with the rugby league in Darwin. So, and he comes down for coaching clinic. At the moment, Central Australia doesn't have an NRL development officer. I think they're in the works to find it someone. And I know, I'm sure you know Calfo McEwen down there.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Who I played with and played with that guy. And he's been up there for rugby league in South Australia.
Oh, it certainly has. Absolutely.
So my involvement, that's pretty much. I sort of try and, if they need me for any such a service or anything like that, I'm happy to lend a hand. Definitely.
Cool. Excellent. And firstly, we want to see a team based in Adelaide, but could we ever see a team in Darwin, Alice Springs in the NRL?
Well, I mean, a few years ago, they used to bring, Eels used to come to Central Australia and to play one of their preseason games. I think they just stay up in Darwin now. But, I know in terms of cost and logistics, it's hard for, the Queensland Cup team or New South Wales Cup team playing here in Alice Springs. I don't think there'll ever be a professional team in the NC. But, like I said before, I definitely want to see, just via our emails, Adelaide team, Perth team, and maybe another Queensland team. I think another New Zealand team will work at the moment.
Right.
To make it a national game, national sport, I definitely think people of Adelaide will get behind it.
Oh, absolutely. And our usual listeners and our members of our audience here at the Brew Boys Brewery, I would know. I keep going back to the crowd we had here at State of Origin 1 last year. We had 48,000 plus fans rock up to Adelaide Oval for the State of Origin Game 1. And so if that's not showing passion for rugby league in South Australia, I don't know what is. I know a lot of them were visitors from interstate, but a lot of them would have still been South Australia. And so there's definitely the passion and fans out there.
And Darren, do you think if Adelaide got an NRL team, do you think somewhere like Hindmarsh, week in, week out, or fortnight in, fortnight out, somewhere like Hindmarsh Stadium would be more suited?
Oh, definitely. I think if you're going to have an Adelaide Oval, there would have to be some serious talks going on between the AFL, SACA, and the rugby league team, because, of course, we're in the middle of winter right now, and that's AFL season. So I think to save that trouble, and it would be high much, like there's no A-League's just wrapped up, so it's not being used at the moment. So yes.
No, that's right, that would be great. A smaller crowd and you have a cauldron and get behind the lads.
Oh, absolutely. And now they've just done some more development at high much, it's even and better. So I think that would be, if I had to suggest a stadium myself, that would be my first stadium. And it's one thing we lack is I could only see Hindmarsh and Adelaide Oval, if it came down to it, being the two most suitable. We don't really have any more suitable stadiums. It was touted in the last state election, if the Liberals won the election in South Australia, they were going to build another stadium down by the Torrens. But of course, Labor won the election and that idea got quashed. And I think that stadium would have been possibly really good for rugby league, but of course we're not going to get that. So I think we're left with Hindmarsh and Adelaide Oval, and I would put a strong leaning on Hindmarsh Stadium.
Yeah, and I think you've just got to look at Melbourne and how they get behind all their co-sports, and I'd like to think that Adelaide would do the same with its rugby union, rugby league, and AFL and soccer, football. So I think it's definitely
for sure. And the model, I think we only have to look at the Storm in Melbourne. Of course, that's the it's AFL crazy over there. And for a rugby league team to be so successful, both on the pitch and with their supporters and how Melbourne has supported the Storm. I think it's a good model that Adelaide could look at, because we're kind of in the same area. We're very AFL mad in Adelaide. And I think if we just look at the Melbourne model, how they've made that work and apply it to Adelaide, I think an NRL team in Adelaide would be very successful.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, talking about NRL, I guess we should have a look at I guess I should ask first, so I don't set my foot in it. NRL team do you follow?
Originally, I was a Balmain man.
Uh-huh.
We had the old Ellery Manley and Garoche and Gary Jake.
Yes.
All the legends. And then, obviously, being a New Zealander, the Warriors came in 1995.
Yep.
And the sort of jump ship went to the Warriors. And right away, jumped back off. That's the Balmain. Because the Warriors are quite frustrating.
I see.
But I picked up in Balmain, joined the West. I went to Port. I supported the Brisbane Broncos because of Steve Reynolds.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah. Great Steve Reynolds.
Oh, I see.
I really loved him playing. He played, so that's why I supported him.
Awesome. Excellent. All right. Well, let's take... Okay, my team, Manly Sea Eagles.
Oh, yes. The Collingwood or the NRL?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, yes. Well, it's funny, because I can't stand Collingwood in the AFL, but I'm passionate about Manly Sea Eagles, so
yes,
definitely. Okay, well, of course, round 9 started with the Rabbitohs and the Panthers, and that was a bit of a walkover, the Panthers getting over the Rabbitohs 42-12. How did you see that game?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, Rabbitohs a little bit flat at the moment. They just lost Jason Demetriou, and you know, I know JD from over in England, and he's a great player, great guy, and yeah, his family must be devastated. Mm. But yeah, the Rabbitohs just look a bit flat, and that really a bit of fatigue and lack of communication, but I mean, you start getting a relationship.
No, definitely not. Of course, they're the current premiers until the end of the season. Who knows, they might still be the premiers, but yeah. So that was the Rabbitohs versus the Panthers, and of course the Panthers getting over the Rabbitohs 42-12. Next game was my Sea Eagles and taking on the Raiders at Brookie, and it was the Raiders who took the chocolates by 26-24. That's that was a close game and came down to the last minute.
Yeah, that's right. And it's good to see back at Brookvale and in the suburban areas as well.
Yes.
See the game played there. It's a tight one, a couple of intercepts. Like you say, it could have gone either way, Dad.
Oh, definitely. And, yes. And third game was the Broncos take on the Roosters, and dare I say the score, 40-18. What's happening to the Broncos?
Yeah, I think, you know, start of the season, and maybe again that communication on defense, a little bit of fatigue and the injuries as well, and Reynolds being in and out. So, I mean, the Roosters, like, you know, they're well drilled, and yeah, they've got that sort of outside passing, and guys like Python hitting it up, and
that they are definitely. And it was the Bulldogs meeting the West Tigers, and the Bulldogs 22-14 over the West Tigers.
Another game that was grinding out as well. Tigers finding a little bit of form, and E.G. Marshall, you know, being that father figure and man management for the coach. I mean, both clubs are rebuilding.
Yes.
I can definitely see improvement over the next couple of seasons for both clubs.
Right. How have you seen Benji Marshall coming in as the West Tigers coach this season?
Yeah, I mean, Now, obviously, he's a club legend, and a legend of the game.
Yes.
I think, you know, at some point, you've obviously got to apply, you know, your tactics and your strategy. So I think for now, he would be just being that man management, you know, very different sort of type role model, and kind of all that confidence in the boys.
Definitely. And the Titans took on the Storm, and the Storm came out the victors in a close game, 22-20.
22-20, yeah. And that was that at Melbourne?
No, that was up in the sunny Queensland. It was the Titans' home game.
Oh, right, yeah. So, Yeah, I mean, quite done well to, having the game up in Queensland. But again, that breakdown, I mean, had a wonderful Melbourne over the years. It's almost like they've got that sort of baggy green mentality when they step on the field, that you can never count out Melbourne for them.
No, that's right, exactly. They always seem to be there when it counts. And so that was the Storm getting over the Titans, 22-20. And it was a showdown, I guess you could say, or in Queensland. It was the Cowboys taking on the Dolphins and Wayne Bennett's team. The Dolphins taking out the Chocolates 28-26. And
but gee, haven't they done well, the Dolphins, this season and so far? I mean, we've seen a couple of injuries as well. But the Dolphins look sharp. But again, Wayne Bennett will install that confidence in the boys and giving them the best out of themselves. So, I'm not surprised that what the Dolphins have done this year.
For a team that are only in their second season, and they've done really well. But then if you look back to their first season last year, they started out really well. So they've been a good team that's always been had good results.
Yeah, I wonder, Gary, what year did the Sharks win their last semi? 2016, I think. I can't remember, but I wonder if Granella had a bad season, would we be looking at the first Shark? Granella would have gone over to Delphi.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yes, well, we could have, absolutely.
And then obviously, we're going to top again, but
no, that's all right.
You've got the North Sydney Bears, it'd be interesting then what happens at the end of the season or next season, where the NRL want to go.
Definitely, and I agree with that. And well, there's just so that they keep that the powers that be at NRL will keep Adelaide in mind for a team. And but I agree, it should be interesting to see where the next team comes from within Australia. And then where they go next.
Mm. Yes, I don't think there's what you think about. Because there's been talk for another New Zealand team, like in Wellington or Christchurch. Is that feasible?
I think it's more feasible, and I would like it more than the team from Papua New Guinea. I'm sure they've got really good teams, but I just don't think they're there with their infrastructure, their security. Where New Zealand they've got a team there. They know what goes into making a really good team and what resources, and so they've already got the knowledge and. Yeah, so if a team had to come from overseas, I would strongly push for another team from New Zealand.
Yeah, what do we do? Do we have 20 teams? Do we have two pools of 10? Do we play a Super Bowl competition? Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's different possibility.
Oh, absolutely. Now you could go definitely. Yes, do we look at a conference type system? And well, we know conference systems work. So there's so many different other footy codes that have a conference system. So it would probably be the most logical way to go, I would say, and then come together for a type of Super Bowl and
I think the next 10 years is definitely exciting.
Oh, absolutely. There's one thing I was on, I think it was last week's podcast. I went to the Gather Rounds the Gather Rounds in Adelaide for AFL. Then I went to game one of the State of Origin, and I was just thinking back, comparing both, and AFL did a really, the AFL and the state, Adelaide State Government did a really good job of putting on the Gather Round. It was a great event, but I just feel the atmosphere in Adelaide, walking to Adelaide Oval and the people that were wearing their Rams shirts, but and just the other people in their blue and maroons, the atmosphere was so much different and in a really, really positive way. So I had a really good night at the State of Origin and then in the lead up and even after walking back to my bus. And so I think the NRL knows how to put on really good events, and I think they, if we do go to a like a top of Super Bowl, I think they could just blow it out of the water easy. Yes, we do. Yep, of course. Knights getting over at the Warriors, 14-8, and
Warriors, so frustrating. I don't support their name. So frustrating. You need the talent there. Again, taking nothing away from Newcastle, but the talent that seems to be up and down with the Warriors is frustrating, and I guess for them as a club, it's more frustrating as well.
Absolutely, definitely. Just talking about the Warriors, if the Warriors had two or three bad seasons, and there was serious talk about New Zealand having a second team. Do you think they would rethink the idea of New Zealand having a second team if the Warriors continue having, say, a rest of this season, a really bad this year, and next season?
Oh, 100%, Dad. I mean, I always felt as well, nothing against the Warriors, but I always felt, look, if they had that 3-4 seasons, didn't make the finals, not making the top eight, who we look at getting rid of the Warriors, but having that extra team. Because it came down to poor performances year in, year out. You know, it's sort of like New Zealand Rugby League, they need the NRL more than the question, and the NRL needs the Warriors.
Right.
We want to see what every club do well, and
of course
we want to see the Warriors as well, but at the same time, you know, if you're not making the top eight or making the playoffs consistently 3-4 years in the running, I don't think another New Zealand team would work.
Right. Okay. Yes. Yep. And our last game of round 9 was the Sharks versus the Dragons, and it was a 10-point difference, and it was in the positive to the Sharks with 20-10.
Yeah, and I think they grinded out the win as well. Took a big forward turns off the line, close to the line as well. So it was good. The Sharks would definitely take that win. Dragons had a couple of ties out wide. All in all, a solid win.
Oh, absolutely. Was this result kind of expected, considering the Sharks are sitting at the top of the ladder, or is it just...
Again, having that momentum and consistency, I think that was the case. Mitch O'Hine running the ball a couple of times, so guys running off of him. But the Sharks, to go that next level, yeah, they've got to maintain that consistency.
Right, okay. And of course, to round out round 9, it was the Eels who had the bye, and that's...
They probably enjoyed that, and a few niggles and injuries ironed out, and have a rest as well.
Ah, definitely, totally agree. You're listening to the Rampage League podcast with Darren and Tama, and we might just take a quick break here and be right back on the Rampage League podcast.
Have you thought about promoting your business, event, or product on radio? Getting your product, service on radio is easier than you think. Consider sponsoring Adelaide's only dedicated rugby league podcast on Osports Radio. In return for your sponsorship, we offer fully voiced and produced sponsorship announcements played during the live recording and broadcast, as well as online promotion if that tickles your fancy as well. For more information, send an email to our marketing team at osportsandline.com.
Do you follow rugby league? Are you a passionate rugby league fan? Want to see a rugby league team in Adelaide? If you answered yes to these questions, then we want to hear from you. Here at the Rampage League podcast, we're looking for the next presenter. Someone who will bring their passion and enthusiasm to the Rampage League podcast. Someone who wants a rugby league team back in Adelaide. For more info, send an email to producer Darren at admin@osportsandline.com.
Yes, that's right. We're looking for an Adelaide-based presenter, and we've got two great interstate and regional presenters. So we're just looking for someone who's another Adelaide-based, so we can have a great, so we can complete our team of presenters right here on the Rampage podcast. My name is Darren, and I'm joined by Tama. And we had some rugby league news. A break after we finished recording and broadcasting last week. Jason Dewey has been fired as coach of South Sydney Rabbitohs following a dismal 12 months of results at the NRL club. The club's board convened twice on Tuesday, ultimately determining there was little option but to sever ties with the third-year coach after his last placed Rabbitohs won only 1 of 7 games to begin the year. A club statement pointed to a less than satisfactory series of results over the past 2 seasons as grounds for termination. Demetrio was also in charge when the side crashed out of the finals contention in 2023. Of course, this was expected. It was just going to be a matter of when.
Demetrio, that's right. He's done a great job. with all his lights here. And then he was under Wayne Bennett for the season. And again, it's sad for him because, you know, I know him personally. And I think people love it. You know, when you're in that world, everyone wants to do well and do well and fight machines. So yeah, that's been really sad time for Jason.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And of course, they've got a stand-in coach until they get a permanent coach. Any thoughts on who could be the permanent coach for the Rabbitohs?
I think if Wayne Bennett is in there, he'll definitely get a job. I think at this point in time as well, there was talks with Michael Checker, the former Wallaby coach.
Ah, yes, yep.
And maybe even David Chidwell. So there were talks to sort of Michael Checker and David Chidwell from the team taking Argentina for the union.
Yep.
Maybe that you're bringing something to the table. I think at this point in time, I definitely Wayne Bennett job.
Right. Do you think, because also, I agree with you, I think Wayne Bennett would be the way to go. There was also talk of Mal Meninga coming back into coaching for the Rabbitohs.
Big Mal, and again, he's probably not the most professional coaches. He's that sort of father figure, and then calling the air conference in the night, and went like, you know, his presence alone, with, five boys up there. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, and we'll keep you updated when we hear more from the Rabbitohs. And yes, yep, that's, of course, it's State of Origin.
There's a line stretching over 1,000 kilometres from the desert to the sea. It divides two kingdoms, a battle line. To the north, a state built on pride.
Queensland are dominating.
They come tougher every year.
That shook the stadium.
On the New South Side, an army of cool precision.
The Blues are on a rampage.
And a ruthless state of mind.
This is a game like no other. They are always brutal.
The fearless gladiators will unleash raging fury.
Physicality like we have not seen.
It's war for the Origin throne.
Oh, what a moment in Origin history!
Exclusive, live, free.
It doesn't get any better.
And Paul, State of Origin.
Let's get into that really time that we all look forward to. We throw our support behind Queensland or New South Wales. And what are your thoughts on this year's State of Origin?
Well, I'll put Peter, I was at that game one last year as well.
Awesome.
And I stayed in the Adelaide Oval Hotel.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing. The staff and the whole setup and, you know, option to your seats and being in the atmosphere and then slowly nothing. It up and back into the hotel room. So yeah, in terms of the convenience, it was great. Being at the LA hotel, Queensland supported myself.
Uh-huh.
And I think again, I mean, they'll probably try and stick from last year and actually try and grind up some wins. But you know, there's talent on both sides. It's just amazing, isn't it? Like talent in New South Wales is amazing, and yeah, it's hard to pick it out now.
Absolutely. And so the first is in Sydney on the 5th of June, and the second moves to Melbourne on the 26th of June, and the third is in Brisbane on the 17th of July. And yeah, yep. So any, I don't know if the teams have been released, but have you heard any talk of who will line up for either team?
No, I mean, the only chat at the minute is about Billy Slater choosing Reece Walsh and Dylan Bonner at the same time.
Right.
Running out, maybe some play fullback or defend Australia. But I think that game two will be crucial with Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be, and I'm thinking you want to win game one, but yeah, that game two with Melbourne, that should be a big one.
Definitely. And they've gone for, I think it's be just for the, to get, the crowd-wise, but they've gone for game two in Melbourne at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, or the MCG. So they're not, the NRL are not totally against round stadiums. So if a team was in Adelaide, who knows, they might just stay at Adelaide Oval, but yeah, so.
Yeah, that's right. And I think a few years back, I went to MCG and caught one of the Origin games. And viewing wise for the MCG, it was fine. I actually got six screens as well.
Yes.
I bought ring wide at the MCG, it was Michael.
Yes. And of course, how did you see Adelaide Oval in regard to viewing?
The right question, actually. I was on the second tier, so just below the where all the food vendors were.
Right.
I still had, and I was in the general admin area, and viewing there was fine.
Yep. I stood on the hill by the scoreboard, and I thought I got a great view. Even though I had to stand, I was still had a great view on the hill at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, you can't be so weak.
No, so, absolutely not. Exactly.
Quarter final of Adelaide Oval, and I've watched a couple of New Zealand versus Australia cricket games on the hill, and a lot of attacks on the Aussie border. So it's all good answer.
absolutely, definitely. So that's coming up in very, very soon. It's on the Wednesday, the 5th of June at Acor Stadium.
That's right.
Yep. And then, as we just talked about, then moves to the MCG in Melbourne on the 26th of June, and possibly we'll have a result. It could come down to a decider at Game 3 up in Queensland, up at Suncorp Stadium. You were saying that the MCG could be a critical game. Do you think it could be wrapped up in game two, in two games?
Well, I think obviously if it goes 1-1 after Melbourne, they're getting up Suncorp. Yeah, that's just getting dust. He went up through New South Wales. Then they play their gym week out and handle the pressure. They handle the pressure well, and they're all professionals. And I think that little thing, maybe part of the student on Suncorp atmosphere, could be a factor. But yes, the professional handle the pressure is well these days.
Absolutely, definitely. Okay, well, let's turn to our regular segment, Ladder Watch. This is where we just take a look down the ladder and see who's up, who's down, and who's moved, and who has stayed where they are.
Yes.
So up on sitting pretty at the top are the Sharks. Your thoughts?
Yeah, again, you mentioned just the three up the further, starting on 16 points, equal to Storm, and when the Panthers are always going to be there. Can they maintain it? I'm not too sure. I think later on you'll see the cream rise to the top with Storm and the Roosters and even the Mighty Eagles as well. So for now, Sharks will stay there.
Yep. Well, Jack, who works here at the Brew Boys Brewery, is not here tonight, but we've been told, and in conversations we've had with Jack, he's a very passionate Sharks supporter. So he'd be very happy at the moment seeing the Sharks on top. And we move down to the Melbourne Storm and second position. Guess we well, what can you say about the Storm? They're always, as you said, they're always there when it counts. And
that's right. And I guess you've got Storm, Panthers, Eagles, and Roosters, and Broncos. So they're always going to be sort of in that top five, top six. I guess it'll be guys like the Saints, the Dolphins, and Bulldogs to see if they can maintain in the top eight.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So the rest of, as well as if just said, it's Roosters, Sea Eagles, 5, Roosters, 6, Broncos 7, Bulldogs 8. So that's the top 8. Then you come down to the Raiders, Cowboys, Knights, Eels, Dragons, Warriors, West Tigers, Titans, and sitting on the bottom is the Rabbitohs. Out of the rest of the teams, is there any surprises that you think that they should be higher, or is there any in the top 8 that you thought might be lower? Or
well, we all thought Cowboys. Yeah, we always think Cowboys will be in the top 5, top 3. But they're currently 10. I guess that of Cowboys, Knights, Eels, Dragons, and the Raiders are fighting it out to get to that top 8. But again, Raiders, the week, they look like, you know, premiership contenders.
Yep.
And then the next week, they just fall off. So just for Ricky Stewart, just again, consistency and execution.
For sure. Definitely. Definitely. So that's our ladder watch. And now, in some breaking news this week, it's the Penrith Panthers have tabled an 850,000 multi-year deal to David Fittler from 2025. Fittler has until Thursday this week to activate a clause in his contract that allows him to exit the Titans end of this year. Do you think he will activate that clause and jump ship?
Well, I mean, these days now they're announcing movements, you know, throughout the season. Personally, I don't like that. You know, I'd rather, you know, you wait till the following season. But, you know, fans have the right to know the movements of their players, and you know, as fans pay the wages and fans buy the merchandise and tickets to the game. So, we jump ship. I mean, who knows? Who knows? It's just there's you know, the agents involved, and just don't know what happens week to week. Sometimes, what do you reckon, Derek?
Definitely. For someone who likes NRL memorabilia merchandise jerseys, it's a bit frustrating, like when you have your favourite player, we'll take Fittler for example, looking at possibly moving teams. It must be frustrating for fans who want to get his jersey and then find out that he might be jumping the ship and having to get the next team's jersey. It's just, yeah, it must be frustrating for fans. And,
yeah, exactly. And like I said, you know, the fans are there week in, week out, paying their wages and going to the games and supporting. And the fans expect that. Fans expect that communication to go both ways. So it is frustrating for fans.
It would be, definitely. But I guess as a player who plays in the top grade of rugby league, and I don't know whether he's got a family or not, but I guess, and maybe not just him, but other players who have or will jump ship throughout the season or at the end of the season. I guess they've got to look at what is best for their families and where they're going to get the best dollar to help support their families. And
that's right. And you've only got a small window for playing at a professional level. You know, you can reach 30 and 31, 32, 33. You know, you've only got a small window, so you've got to do what's best for you and your family. I just think maybe media-wise, communication-wise, on the NRL as a club, maybe that you've handled about the end of that.
100%. Yeah, no, totally agree.
No fan or supporter is going to not play for their family, speaking.
Oh, yes, no, definitely, 100%. Yeah. Definitely. And now, sorry, go on. Sorry. Right, okay. And I guess now you're talking about the media. I guess now we move into the media. Gould has got himself into some trouble with the NRL, but he swears he hasn't done anything wrong.
Bulldogs general manager Phil Gould has been fined $20,000, 10 of it suspended, for comments he made on Nine's 100% footy. The NRL claims they were a destructive attack on the game.
I mean, our game is so stupid. You can lose the ball over the line scoring a try, right, and you get penalised 20 metres and 7 tackles. What sort of stupid game is this? Who sits and makes up these rules? Happy chorus, our try. What the hell was that?
Gus can say what he wants. He's been around long enough, and he's in the position where, yeah, he can speak his mind.
Gould has 5 business days to respond. On social media this afternoon, he posted, "Rugby league, it's a funny game."
And what he did, he called the game. Gould got Gould to fight NRL over $20,000 fine for calling the great game stupid. Is there too much in that? Was he wrong? Should he just suck it up and take the fine? Or
I thought Phil Gould, yeah, they've done a lot for rugby league over the years in Australian rugby league. They just want to see the game progress, and he likes by everybody. So, you know, frustrating, but I think take on the chin, I think.
Well, I'm just reading a press release, and he is going to challenge the $20,000 fine issued by the NRL over his comments criticising rugby league as stupid over its officiating. So he's not going to suck it up and take it. He's going to fight it, but. Yeah, I haven't really heard the AFL media criticising AFL umpires, but
I think they know what's at stake, and the coaches definitely hold, obviously, at conferences and after that, like, to sort of not take their frustrations out on the referees or the bunker or the officiating system, infrastructure in place. Again, forgetting the letting your frustration out.
Definitely. Do you think it would be different if it was someone else in the media, or if it had come from a fan? Because we all criticise all the time AFL umpires. You think it would be, if it wasn't Phil Gould, who's a legend of the media and rugby league. Do you think it's only because who Phil Gould is?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe playing up to that sort of that character as well. Maybe you love Tatum, playing up to that character might be just a thing.
Right. Okay. So we haven't heard. So we'll just have to keep an eye on how that turns out. Right. We might go to another break, and we'll be right back here on the Rampage League podcast
for all of your rugby league news and results from the NRL and South Australian Rugby League. Listen to Rampage League podcast every Tuesday on Mixlr.com from 6 p.m. to 7:30.
The NRL season is tough on every player, but the off season, well, it's toughest on us, the fans, the armchair critics, the loyal supporters. 13,276,980. That's how many ticks of the clock the off-season is. It feels like forever. But the start is finally here.
Here we go! Incredible
change! A start the whole world will see.
This superstar!
Not just the start of something great.
Oh my goodness!
It's the start of something unpredictable.
Unbelievable!
Unrelenting.
Oh, what a shot!
Unmissable. The start of something unreal.
Extraordinary! This is the greatest sport ever invented.
NRL 2024. Let's go!
Yes, you're listening to the Rampage League podcast with myself, Darren, and Tama. And as I said at the start of the podcast, we've dropped Simon for the next 3 to 4 weeks, and only because he's got work commitments, so he's taking a break from the podcast, but he will be back. I don't think there's anything stopping Simon from getting behind the mic. Hopefully he's enjoying what he's doing with his work. And this week, round 10 kicks off on Thursday night. Dolphins versus the Sea Eagles.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
It will be.
The Eagles paid $1.72. So, they'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, I'll go heart over head on this one and go Sea Eagles for the win. And Friday, the early game, Panthers versus the Bulldogs.
I think Panthers will take that one down.
Yes, I'd have to agree. Yep, go the Panthers. And the second game on Friday night is the Eels against your team, the Broncos.
The mighty Broncos, yeah. I think the Broncos need to bounce back consistently. They need to put up a solid score.
Yeah. Go the Broncos. And Saturday, the early game is the West Tigers taking on the Knights.
Yeah, it's a thing. I mean, favourite
at $1.60,
but I think the Knights
might
just go through.
Right, yeah. I'd like to see the West Tigers, but no, I think the Knights also for me. And the late afternoon game is the Dragons versus Rapidos.
Yeah, you see this one, I mean, again, we're probably thinking that Rapidos are due to do a win, but hey,
yep.
The Dragons are playing well.
Yes, yep. I think it could go either way, but I'm going to be different this one. I'm going to go Rapidos for this game.
So, nice. Good call.
Thank you. And the last game on Saturday is the Storm at home at Amy Park in Melbourne to the Sharks.
Oh, Storm at home.
Yes. It must be a bit boring. I think anyone would go for the Storm unless you're really a dedicated Sharks fan. Sorry, Jack.
Yeah.
So, no, Storm and the early afternoon game on the Sunday is the Roosters up against the Warriors.
Well, I mean, the Warriors can pull something out, but no, I think the mighty Roosters will get up.
Yes, yep. Sorry, Waz, but Roosters. Yep.
And down the Waz, down the Waz.
Absolutely, yes. And the last game of round 10 is the Titans up against the Cowboys.
You know, the Queensland Derby, and I think this should go either way, Dad. But yeah. Maybe you should call it.
Ooh, I think it's gonna, I agree. I think it's going to be a toss of the coin. I'll go Cowboys.
Nice, good call. And Raiders with the bye.
That's it. Yes. Yep. Definitely. Well, that's, I think, brought us pretty well close to the end of this week's episode of the Rampage League podcast. Unless you want to, got anything you want to talk about?
I wanted to ask, though, because obviously you're there on the ground in Adelaide. What would be the process of getting an NLL club in Adelaide? Like, what do you do? Does the South Australian Rugby League approach the NRL? Does the NRL approach the Premier of South Australia?
I think it would probably have to be, since the NRL SA kind of the body, I think they've at least got to have a say. So I think it would be NRL SA going to the state government saying, yes, no, well, we want to put a bid in for and the next NRL team. And I think they've got to come up, like, talk about a stadium, whether it's Hindmarsh or, I think there's got to be conversations between NRL SA and the South Australian state government. Then on the sidelines, the NRL have got to, NRL SA have to possibly look at financial. I think doing the paperwork within the SA government on side, and getting them a joint bid saying that the SA government is fully supporting NRL SA. And then I think on the sidelines there's got to be talk about sponsorship and getting some major financial backing. And I think if we could get a major or a couple of real big major financial sponsors and saying,
yep,
you get us a team and we'll commit whatever, starting capital or... Yeah. Then I think once that's all in place, so they've got a product on paper and the support of the SA government, support of the corporate sector, I think then they can go to NRL, the NRL itself, and say, well, here's our business case. We've got this, we've got finance, we've got financial backing, we've got the state government backing, we've got this venue, e.g. Hindmarsh. I think it's just going to be NRL going to the state government and then also, as I said, on the state sidelines, talking to the corporate sector.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's how I see it. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's just a bit to grasp the concept and obviously they brought up the South Brisbane Bombers and the Eastern Dolphins and their proposal. And, hopefully we can get that over the line.
Oh, definitely. And I think us fans of a team for South Australia, I think we've got a part to play and be pushing, especially the state government, to saying, well, hey, we're here. We're supporters. There is a call and the support from a fan base here too. So I think if the state government especially can see that there is a need, there is this group of supporters that really want to are passionate about having a team in Adelaide. So they know that, well, there are fans in Adelaide that will go see and support a team in the NRL. I think if us fans don't make a noise, I think you can build a case, but if they can't see that the fans are behind it, then I don't know how far it will go. I think there needs to be corporate funding and us fans showing support for our team in Adelaide and saying, well, hey, we're here. We want a team.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think we've just got to push the powers that be and keep making noise until they see, well, they're not making a noise because they want to. They're passionate, they want to see a team, and we know that these fans will go to games and will commit financial, as in memberships, and will get behind a team in other ways. And so, yeah, I think it's just us fans have got a big part to play too.
No, definitely. Thanks, Darren. Yeah, so that gave it up for me.
Excellent. I'm glad I'm able to help. Yeah,
you done good on the family.
Ah, thank you. Great. Well, it has been so excellent to talk to you tonight, Tama, and we really appreciate you giving up some of your time, and we look forward to having you as a regular contributor to the Rampage League podcast.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, thank you very much. It's a great privilege to be a part of it.
You're more than welcome, and we look forward to hearing your inputs throughout the lifetime of the podcast. And hopefully we can both have a beer when at the first first Adelaide NRL team when it comes back.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, thank you. Great to meet up, Darren.
Absolutely. And thanks very much to everyone who's stuck around here at the Brew Boys Brewery. We really appreciate you staying around. And to our listeners out there, keep listening to the Rampage podcast every week. And if you've been listening over the last couple of weeks, you know we have stickers, and I will get you a couple of stickers, Tama, to put, so you can put up around Alice Springs and drum up some more support for the Bring Back the Adelaide Rams and the Rams Rampage League podcast. So they're heading your way. But if you're a listener and you'd like some of our awesome stickers, then shoot us a message on our social medias and we'll get back in touch with you. Send us your address and we'll send you up some stickers. And once you get your stickers, make sure you tag us so we can see where you're putting all your stickers. My name's Darren and I've been joined by Tama. This has been the Rampage League podcast. Thanks for tuning in and we'll catch you all next week.
Go the Rams.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Kieran Wobbles just goes from dummy. Picking up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line. As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.